with Axel Rushmeyer from Hutchinson, Minnesota, by way of Holy Family. And first of all, good to see you.
Good to see you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
We have you on, it seems, every year for this segment with the Minnesota Growing Guys. And you're a legacy guy in addition to being a homegrown guy. Your dad, Corey, was a former Gopher, and you're kind of a double legacy. Your brother Jackson's also on the team. So how meaningful is it for you to, you know, to be taking part in your own Gopher career here?
Well, it means a ton to our family. Just I grew up my entire life watching Gopher football games and going to them whenever we had a chance. My dad never really talked about playing for the Gophers, which I thought was kind of odd, but he would tell us stories once we got older. Once we were kids, it was never really a big thing to us. We were just huge Gopher fans just because we love the program, and we're always just the atmosphere at TCF Bank and back at the Metrodome was unmatched.
So your dad would bring you to games, but then never tell you about the days he was playing? Is that right?
It is. It's true. I mean, I don't think he ever really told us stories about playing football. He told us about, like, his college days and stuff like that, but never really football stories until we got to high school or so, or late eighth grade maybe. But yeah, never really got like the lowdown on until I guess he wanted to surprise me when I got here. I don't know.
That's pretty funny when you think about it, no doubt. Let's talk about the season so far. You guys sitting at 4-1. You guys have put up big offensive numbers, certainly those first 4 weeks. How much fun you having out there here in this your sixth year?
Yeah, it's a blast. I mean, the guys are rolling. When we're clicking, we're clicking. We just need to get everybody working together towards the same goal and playing the best that they possibly can every game. Because the best thing about, like Coach Schrock always says, the best thing about offensive football is that it's the ultimate team game. If you have 10 of 11 guys doing the right thing, you're going to be unsuccessful. You need all 11 guys playing together at a championship level the best they possibly can to be successful. And we've done that for the last 5 weeks or so. We had a little hiccup there, but we're getting back on track.
Feel good about everything too that way in terms of heading into another road game. You guys have been road warriors so far.
Yeah, I know. The bye week definitely helped us a ton. I mean, we got a chance to reset a little bit, get away, rest up, get recovered, recharge, and then we're ready to go for 7 more weeks of this.
Yeah, and certainly the goals are all there still, right? Yeah. I mean, it stinks to lose a game, right? But nothing technically is lost in terms of the overall goal.
Correct. I mean, if you're playing to lose, I mean, you're never going to be happy with how your season goes. I mean, you just need to keep looking at it as a one-week championship season. Like they always say, I know it sounds like a broken record, but every single game is a championship because it has drastic implications on the future and what games in late November mean in early December. So it's just looking at it through a one game lens and just playing the best football you possibly can for those 3 hours.
Now we were just talking with Gopher Sports Communications Director Paul Rovnak, and he was commenting on you might have the best flow on the team in terms of your hairstyle. How much pride do you take in that, and are you going to take that title that you got the best hair on the team?
I'll definitely take that title. I don't know who beats me. Jackson, my little brother, had a nice little afro going before he cut his hair this weekend. But I don't know where I got this from. My mom's got pretty good hair. My dad's got pretty good hair. But I'm a huge fan of mine. It's like, I don't know. It flows well. I don't have to do much to it. It takes care of itself, which makes it a lot easier on me. The hardest thing for me is just combing this thing.
And you got the beard going. I mean, you're either like combination football player, country music singer or something, right?
I won't say so much that. No one's here. I don't want anybody to hear me sing. But the beard, I guess, once COVID happened, I said, screw it. I'm just going to let the hair grow, and then whenever I'm done with football, then I'll cut it. That's what I decided. So.
Makes sense. Now, speaking of that, you got the extra year because of the COVID year. You had a decision to make after last year. Could have gone on and, you know, tried something else. So what brought you back to come and take this one final go-around with your teammates?
It was a tough decision, but I'd say ultimately what brought me back was just having all my buddies here, John, Tanner, Mo, Chris, Brevin, Bo. Bo's a huge one. He was a huge reason I came back. So just having all these guys and knowing that, I mean, I got the rest of my life to work a job. So why not just do something that is a once-in-a-lifetime experience one more time and just go out there and, like, put the best show we possibly can out there. We're doing a great job so far, and I know we can continue to do it.
Yeah, this weekend at Illinois, what's the quick look? It looks like they have a pretty strong group defensively that you guys will have, have to be on your A game, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. They got – their front seven is – bunch of terrorizers for sure. They got the 34i they got, and then the number 30 is a good player too. Number 4, 17, they all play a good, strong defense up front. They're not going to let you dent them down the line of scrimmage. It's just going to be man versus man, who's how versus how, you know, yeah. as we say here. But it's just going to be who wants it more. That's going to be the ultimate deciding factor for this game for sure.
Looking forward to watching. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Mike. Have a good one.
All right, very good. He's Axel Rushmeyer from Hutchinson, Minnesota.